Most people wouldn't recommend this tactic, but it was the right path for me, and I wouldn't change it for the world. I think more people should follow their passion, even if that passion happens to be playing a major sport wherein the likelihood of getting drafted and playing professionally is minuscule. You won't be happy in life unless you know you gave it your all. Don't ever let something slip past you and cause you to wonder, what if, for the rest of your life? That is a plague that attacks too many souls today. 4 short years later, I graduated college with a bachelor's degree in sports and business management, the latter of which I never considered I would use. I was still staring at a future in baseball. My baseball career eventually came to an end, though. I never ended up making it to the professional ranks. This took a toll on my mind and emotions for a long time. Not for a single day had I ever doubted that I would make it to the big leagues somehow. Once I realized it wasn't going to happen, I had to figure out what I was going to do with my life. I had to figure out what other people do. I had to learn how to fit in. I had to get a job. Over the next few years, I battled with the demons of failure and figuring out how to make ends meet. I had never before had a job. I had never before had to conform. I began to understand what the phrase day in, day out really meant. I woke up, went to work, came home, went to bed, and then repeated the process, looking forward to Friday and the weekend so I could blow everything I made on whatever I was going to do that weekend with friends. I felt miserable and depressed. Every day I asked myself, is this really it? Is this all life is after your dream dies? This isn't to say that I didn't have good times and meet some great people, but my mind was one-directional and shallow. I was solely focused on my own problems. In other words, the world revolved around me. I had no self-awareness and no education on life, just school books and baseball. Life went on like this for a couple more years before I had an aha moment one day as I sat in my little 6x6 cubicle at my job. If you just cringed a little when reading the word cubicle, know that I feel your pain. At the time, I was a broker for a Fortune 100 company and was primarily making outbound cold calls to drum up business and help people pay too much for our product that, in all honesty, wasn't very good in my personal opinion. We were just a branch of a much larger corporation, and we had a lot to learn, even to begin to be competitive in the space we were trying to occupy. Ever felt like this yourself? If you work in a traditional J-O-B, just over broke, you may have similar feelings and experiences. I was in this position for 2 years, and then one day I was sitting quietly, wondering what had happened in my life. How did I fall into this rat race trap? How did someone as talented and skilled as I was fall into the same life as everyone else? How do I change? What did I do wrong? Does this go on forever? I can't do this forever. That's when it hit me. This is my fault. I finally asked myself a great question. How and why was I here? No one had put a gun to my head and said, go do that. I had a choice. My life was a choice. It wasn't my employer's fault that I struggled financially. It wasn't my employer's fault that I had no financial training and was stressed each and every day about how I could eat without looking at my checking account balance first. Do you do that? If so, this book will help. It was my fault. It was all me. This was the first bit of self-awareness and realization I ever had. It took me being in so much pain that I couldn't bear the thought of coming to work one more day and making one more phone call for me to have this epiphany. This was my breaking point. This was the turning point of my life. This was the day that I made a decision and told myself, I am going to build something of my own that means something to me, or I'm going to die. I didn't care anymore. I was no longer so fearful of what would happen if I failed. I just started doing things differently. Immediately following this spiritual awakening, I took an honest look at my life and began putting a plan in place. At the time, I had a car that was worth more than anything I had ever owned. That car was also the worst